We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas Davi B'Menachem Moshe Shem Chaim Yaakov in Midrash Leo. We're in Tanis Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. Amdu B'Tfila. So they stood up to daven. Tfila, we're referring to the Shemona Esrei specifically. This is true for Shacharis and for Mincha, and the same thing would be true for Ne'ila. There was a Ne'ila on the Tanis Tzibur in general, and on these Taniyos as well. So regarding the various Tfilos, we would have a special Shemona Esrei on these fast days, as the Mishnah will explain in a moment. So Amdu B'Tfila Morid in Lifnei HaTeva Zaken V'Ragil. So Mishnah here is going to describe the type of Shliach Tzibur that we should have. He should be elderly, someone who's ragil, someone who's comfortable with the davening. If he's not well-versed in the davening, we're afraid, based on the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Brachos, making mistakes in the davening by the Shliach Tzibur is considered a bad sign for the Tzibur that he represents. We want to make sure the person knows how to read the words properly. According to the Rambam, he should be someone who's comfortable with Tanakh, because there's several psukim from Tanakh that will be added to the Shemona Esrei as well. So that's Zakein V'Ragil. In fact, we use that phrase in the Hinani Tfila, that introduces the Musaf davening on Yomim Noraim. The Chazen, Shliach Tzibur, says that he wants his tefillah to be accepted like someone who is a Zakein V'Ragil. He uses that phrase, and also Pirko Na'er, that he's his whole life, even his younger years, he had a positive reputation. So there are certain halachos that are discussed in Shulchan Aruch that should be certain characteristics that a Shliach Tzibur should have in order to serve as the Shliach Tzibur. We generally don't follow those. Often we see an Avil is leading the davening, even if he doesn't have all of the character traits of what we would hope for in a Shliach Tzibur. But on Yom Noroim, we try to be a little bit more careful. So here on a Tanis Tzibur, these are the requirements. Zaken V'Ragil, V'Yeshlo Bonim, it should be someone who has children. Uveso Rekam, and his house is empty. And some connect those two phrases. Someone who has a house, a home, children to support, but Veso Rekam, but his house is empty. A person who is impoverished, so that such a person will daven with greater fervor, with greater kavana. So this is someone who we want representing us. And others say, no, Yeshlo Bonimim, first of all, he has a family to support. Certainly anyone who has a family to support is going to have greater kavana. But also, Beiso Rekam may refer to, may be understood metaphorically. Beiso Rekam, his house is free of sin. Should be the Chazan who has a very positive reputation as a righteous person. Maybe Beiso Rekam refers to the people of his family as well. Beiso Rekam are free of sin. And then the Mishnah explains to why. Kidei sheyehi libo shalei mitfila. So that his heart is full and fully devoted to the davening. Now, if we're talking about someone who is needy, who's unable to support his family, having difficulty doing so. So v'yeshlo banim v'beiso rekam, in the literal sense, he's certainly going to have his lave, his heart shalem b'tfila. But if we're speaking about someone who's beiso rekam, he's free of sin, we can understand very well why such a person also, a righteous person, a pious person, well, of course his heart will be shalem, fully devoted to the daving. Va'omer lifneim esrim va'arba brachos. There are going to be 24 brachos on a Tanis Tzibur in the Shemona Esrei. Shemona Esrei b'shabachol yom, the 18 of every day, not our Shemona Esrei today is 19, but in those days without v'lam al shinim, 18 of every day, umosif alehen ot shesh, and we'd add on another six. The other six will be described in the next Mishnah. Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, ve'eluhain, so these are the extra brachos that we have in the Shemona Esrei, the extra six. First of all, the Tanakhama says, zichronos v'shofaros, so that's easy. The bracha that begins with Atazocher, which we say on Rosh Hashanah, and Shofaros Ataniglesa. We'll see that the concluding bracha is a little bit different than what we have. We have Zocher HaBris as the conclusion, the Chasim of the bracha, and Kiyat HaShemea Kol Truas Amo Yisrael Baracha. It'll be a little bit different, as we'll learn in the coming Mishnah. But nonetheless, those are the two extra brachos. Now, where are these extra brachos inserted? They're inserted in the same place where the Aneinu Tefillah is inserted by the Shliach Tzibur nowadays, which is between the bracha of Re'enu V'Aneinu, between Goel Yisrael, and the bracha of Refa'enu. So all these six brachos were inserted by the Chazan in that section of the Shemona Esrei as well. So Zichronos and Shofars are the first two extra. El Hashem batzaras ali karasi vaya aneni, to Hashem in my distress I call out, and Hashem answered me. That is Tehillim, Perek Kuf Chaf. That is the third extra bracha. We'll see that there's a that's a perek of Tehillim, but there's a concluding bracha, as we'll see in the coming Mishnayos. Esa Einai El Heharim. That's the fourth. That is Tehillim. Kuf Chaf Aleph, and then Mima Makim Kirasicha Hashem. That's the following bracha. We say the Perek of Tilim, and there'll be a chasima sabracha as well. And then Tfila Leani, and that Mima Makim, of course, is Tehillim Kuf Lamid, and Tfila Leani Kiyato for prayer. To of the ani, of the impoverished one or the afflicted one, kiatof, when he's wrapped or he faints. So this is that is Tehillim Kuf Beis, and that is the sixth of the brachos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Hayat Tzarich Lomar Zichronos V'Shofaros. No, you don't say Zichronos and Shofaros. That is for Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur of Yovel, but not on fast days. So what do we do instead? Shouldn't we have six brachos? He says yes. Elo Omer Tachtehen, in their place, you substitute the following extra. Ra'av Kieva Aretz Dever Kieva Gomer. This is a pasuk from Malachim Aleph Perek Ches, when Shlomo HaMelech was dedicating the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash. He asks Hashem to respond to our davening in the time of natural disasters, of Ra'av, of famine, of Dever, of plague, and that will be instead of Zichronos. And Asher Hayad Devar Hashem El Yirmiyahu Al Divrei HaBatzaros. This is Yirmiyahu Perek Yudalid. This is the word of Hashem came to Yirmiyahu regarding the drought. This is referring to a difficult time of drought in Eretz Yisrael, when Hashem spoke to Yirmiyahu, and that would be instead of Shofros. So that you have six, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Mishnah says, Va'omer Chos Mehen. And then you should say the proper endings of the brachos. Now, what are the proper endings? So the next Mishnah will go through them, that each one of these, Zichronos has an ending bracha, and Shofros, and all those Prakam of Tehillim as well, have ending brachos. Now, the Tiferes Yisrael thinks that this last statement is explaining Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, meaning, even though Rabbi Yehuda says we don't say Zichronos and Shofros, rather we say these extra two psukim, or several psukim, one from Malachim Aleph, and one from Yirmiyahu Yudalid. But the chasima of the bracha should be the same chasima, one of them of Zichronos and one of them of Shofros, a chiddush, that's what it means. According to Moshe, Omer Chosnan is a reference to, of course, all of those six brachos. They have their specific types of chasimos, of endings, of proper endings.